This is called The Starry Hunter.
And Gadge?
Yes?
You know the one with the jumping bean in? Do you think you drank any plastic the first time?
No, I don't.
Do you think it would kill you if you did?
No. Orion was strong and brawny, with muscles like tree roots, and a beard as black as midnight. He carried a club as big as a pillar, and his jeweled sword was sharper than knives. His best friend and cousin was Artemis the Huntress, and they used to run together through the woods and fields with their pack of dogs, hunting anything that came in their way. Now the King of Chios was a cunning and crafty man. His island kingdom was overrun with wild beasts, and all his cattle and goats and sheep were being eaten up. If I call in Orion and offer him my daughter in marriage, then perhaps he'll rid my island of these wretched animals, and I shan't have to pay him. He meant to trick Orion into giving him something for nothing. Orion stood agreed to the bargain, because he loved to hunt, and the princess of Chios was very pretty. But what he didn't know, that she was already promised to someone else. For 2 weeks Orion hunted wolves and bears, lions and foxes, and at last there was not a wild beast left. He brought all the skins to the palace, laid them at the king's feet. The marriage will take place tomorrow, said the crafty king, but now you must get some rest. As soon as Orion had fallen asleep, the king bound him tightly with ropes and blinded him with a hot needle.
Horrible.
Then he dragged him down to the harbour and threw him into the sea. But Poseidon, sea god, was Orion's father, and he sent a great wave to carry him to the east, where Helios, the sun god, healed his eyes. Orion strode over the waves back to Chios, but the king had seen him coming and fled with his daughter to a secret place. Orion soon went back to hunt with Artemis on the island of Crete, and she was very pleased to see him. But Artemis's brother Apollo was jealous of his sister's friendship, so he sent a giant scorpion to attack Orion. Orion didn't hear it coming up behind him as he ran with the hunt, and its huge sting flicked out and stung him in the heel. When Artemis turned round and found her favourite cousin dead on the ground, she was furious with her brother, but she forgave him after he helped her to shape Orion's picture in the stars, and he still hangs there in the winter heavens, his jewelled belt glittering next to his sword. Yes, it's Orion, isn't it? The greatest hunter of them all, never to be forgotten until the world ends and the stars fall down from the sky.